One eye of the photographer looks wide open through the lens, while the other, closed, looks right into his own soul. Words by the famous French photographer Henri Cartier-Bresson. He not only looks right into his very own soul, but into the soul of a whole country, the young American Paulie Saviano. Last year, he traveled with his camera around the world to Nagasaki in Japan to portray the survivors of the atomic bomb. An indeed unique project which he repeated in the beginning of 2010 in Dresden, Germany. Dresden was saved from an atomic bomb, yet on the night of the 13th February 1945, the sky was black from airplanes throwing bombs on the city. Big parts of the so-called Venice of the East were destroyed. Why, of all things, a young American decided to reveal the human faces of the tragedies his country committed nearly 70 years ago, Paulie Saviano tells Apollo Radio.
I've always kind of had an interest in history and people. The project in Dresden and also the project in Nagasaki, I've always looked at those historical events and tragedies and wondered, you always read about it and you always saw the pictures of the aftermath, but you never heard about the people in it and what happened to them at that moment, but also what happened to them after and how they kind of came through the tragedy. And that's what kind of led me to Dresden and before to Nagasaki, was to find the human face and emotion, this historical event. As time goes, those people pass, and the opportunity to listen to that will be lost, and that would be a shame.
For such intimate photo projects like the ones Paulie Saviano did in Nagasaki and Dresden, a whole lot of trust is needed between the photographer and the eyewitness.
But, you know, photograph is an intimate art, and their face is you know, right there for you to see. It's just not a name on a page. I told them, I said, you know, please, you know, trust me, and you know, I'll respect every aspect of your story and your life. And to be honest with you, they were more than willing and trusting. I really appreciate not only the opportunity to photograph them, but the experience to meet them and to hear their stories.
The photographer Paulie Saviano tried a different approach than all the other journalists, who often only sensationalized history and used the eyewitnesses only as secondary sources. Saviano was the first to give them a voice without them speaking. His pictures tell the true life story of those who were, for a very long time, forbidden to speak.
You know, some people had asked me, well, you know, do you want to photograph some of my injuries that I had or some of my scars? And I said, no, you know, I'm not interested in the sensationalism of it. I'm interested in the kind of the emotion and the spirit to overcome some type of tragedy like this. And it's more of a human story than it is a political story. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of debate on, you know, whether it should have been done or shouldn't have been done. But I'm kind of tackling it from the human aspect and not the political aspect. And I'm not sure if everybody's going to agree with that, but it's just a different way to tell a story.
The survivors of the terror of World War II, who Paulie Saviano interviewed in Germany and Japan, were all quite old, sometimes 80, sometimes over 90 years old. Saviano realized that they won't live forever, and with them, their unique stories will die too. He noticed as well how much they were willing to let him take part in their partly painful memories. And it didn't matter in the end that he was American, indeed, he became something like friends with them.
Me growing up in the United States, I probably grew up in a culture that was more similar to a European culture rather than Japanese culture, because that really felt a little bit foreign to me when I was looking at it from the outside. But to be honest with you, when I was sitting in Dresden and when I was sitting in Nagasaki and Tokyo speaking to that person, I did feel like I was speaking to somebody as a friend after a couple of minutes. I didn't feel that there was a cultural difference or even an age difference. That's how open everybody was with me.
Pauli Saviano is back in New York and in the midst of preparing to exhibit the Dresden pictures at the commemoration in February next year. He is still looking for galleries that are willing to host his exhibition, and if everything works out as wished, he is more than happy to welcome you all next year.
You know, I would love for everybody to come out next February to the exhibition in Dresden, and we're trying our hardest to make it possible. So hopefully I'll see everybody in Dresden. If not, or even before, the pictures will be up on my website. It's www.paulepicture.com. And, you know, really keep my fingers crossed that we'll be in Dresden in February. Sod adam ke otzmat hashemesh ke'omek hayam.